An open house public meeting is set for Friday afternoon to answer questions and take comments on a health report on a local landfill's hydrogen sulfide gas emissions. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
Why do we have the hydrogen sulfide? It's probably associated with the flood that we had April 29th to 30th of 2014.
Dr. John Lanza is the director of the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. In 2014, his office requested that Florida Department of Health public health toxicologists conduct a health consultation on hydrogen sulfide gas emissions from the Rolling Hills landfill near the Wedgwood community. On March 3rd, the preliminary report of that health consultation was released. Now it's time for the public to weigh in on the situation with questions and comments.
The toxicology experts from the Florida Department of Health in Tallahassee who did the health consultation will be at a table. The health department will have a table also, provide health-related information. The Florida Department of Environmental Protection will be there to answer questions, and county government, Escambia County government officials will be there also to answer any questions that the public might have.
It was last spring that a rotten egg smell was noticed around the Rolling Hills landfill, as well as complaints of eye irritation and respiratory problems. The problems were consistent with the effects of inhaling hydrogen sulfide gas. That triggered the request for the report. It was determined that the gas was coming from the decaying drywall that was deposited there after last year's flood.
Many multiple homes were damaged. The drywall had to be removed. The drywall had to go someplace. The only place it can go is a construction and demolition landfill. So a lot of drywall from Escambia homes ended up there. Sometimes if it's not covered up immediately, water gets into the drywall and starts rotting it, starts decaying it. And when that happens, it releases hydrogen sulfide gas.
So what's in that preliminary report?
There are seven basic conclusions and three recommendations. The basic conclusions were that hydrogen sulfide is found or is produced or is coming from the Rolling Hills landfill. It does have the possibility of having human health effects, and therefore it is a public health hazard. There are also some particulate matter that is coming from the landfill, but we didn't have enough information to determine if that was a public health hazard. It is unclear if the hydrogen sulfide that is coming into the Wedgwood community has the possibility to produce eye irritation and respiratory problems. But the levels that were measured during the period of July 21 to December 31st were at a level that could cause such irritation. The recommendations are that the landfill operator and owner keep hydrogen sulfide levels from exceeding 70 parts per billion, which is a measure used to look at the possible effects on humans over an extended period of time. They also recommend that the county continue around-the-clock air monitoring for hydrogen sulfide, as well as start monitoring for particulate matter.
Dr. John Lanza says that after the public has its chance to ask questions and offer comments, the final report will be submitted to the county and the Department of Environmental Protection for an action plan to fix the problem. The open house public meeting is set for tomorrow afternoon from 3 till 7:30 at the Marie K. Young Wedgwood Community Center on Wagner Road in Pensacola. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.